Welcome to the worship service of Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street, Pea Ridge, Arkansas. We hope this message will provide both meaning and inspiration for your life. Listen now for today's message.
Our call to worship. We gather together to worship and praise our Good Shepherd, who cares so well for us. The Lord is our shepherd, and we have all we are ever likely to need. We gather together to worship and praise our Good Shepherd, who safely leads us and give us strength for the journey. The Lord is our shepherd, who allows us to rest and who renews our energies. We gather together to worship and praise our Good Shepherd, who offers us a feast when we are under pressure. The Lord is our shepherd, whose unfailing love is always there waiting for us. Amen.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord. Oh, 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 oh. Chosen seed of Israel's race, the ransom from the fall. Join in the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. Join in the everlasting song and crown him Lord.
Our affirmation of faith. I believe I need a shepherd, because I am sometimes timid and other times overconfident, because I often don't know the best path yet pretend that I do, because I rush into dead ends or lead others into hazardous places, because my brightest ideas are seamed with darkness, because the things I crave may not be what is good for me. I need a shepherd. I believe in Jesus, the best possible shepherd. His wisdom leads me to the best opportunities. His word confronts me when I'm anxious or afraid. His arm steadies me when I feel weary and heavy laden. His wounded body displays the cost of my rescue. I believe in Jesus, the best possible shepherd. I believe that I do not find him, but he finds me. that I am under His care by virtue of sheer grace. The love He gives me is to be shared with others, that He treasures my name and prepares a place for me, that His fold transfixes earth and heaven. I trust Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Amen. Our first scripture reading is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for You are with me, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
With His own
Our scripture text this morning comes from the 10th chapter of John, verses 11 through 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I heard a story about two men who were asked to read the 23rd Psalm. The first one, who was an orator, stood in front and started reading. He read with so much voice technicalities, as if you were listening to a drama on the radio. He knew when to pause and when to read faster, when to soften his voice and when to speak louder. In short, he read the passage really, really well, and the people gave him a standing ovation when he was finished. Then came the second man's turn. He stood in front and he started reading. But unlike the first one, this man had no background in public speaking. He just read the passage calmly, yet with deep emotion. After he read, no one applauded. Everyone was just silent and in deep meditation. After a short while of silence, the first man stood up again and said, "Do you know how the two of us differ? I know the psalm, but he knows the shepherd." I know a certain pastor, and to many of us, pastors are the ones who are well-versed with the Bible, the one who use the Word of God to encourage people, the ones who stand strong even in the midst of trials, the ones who have a very strong faith, or the ones who would never give up on life. But I found out that this pastor that I know of recently thought of actually giving up because of the overwhelming trials. This pastor had come to a point, yes, the Bible was still an everyday companion, but unlike before, the words became empty and lifeless when this pastor reads it. One passage today talks about the Good Shepherd. And I would like all of us to reflect and ask ourselves, do we know the Good Shepherd? One way to find out if we really do know the Good Shepherd is to assess our own lives. Does it reflect who the Good Shepherd is? That we do not only know him in our heads, but and that we do not only say that the Good Shepherd is Jesus and he is the second member of the Trinity, that is why the Good Shepherd is God, but more like, can our lives actually be a living definition of who the Good Shepherd is? So in today's passage, what characteristics of the Good Shepherd can we see? And in response to these characteristics, how do we see our lives? If we're claiming that we are one of the sheep, the one who are believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Firstly, the Good Shepherd has the characteristic of selflessness. According to what I have read about sheep, many are saying that sheep are prone to danger. They do not have the capacity nor the ability to defend themselves from wild animals who would come to attack them. They're helpless. So a shepherd who is good will never let his sheep get attacked by stronger animals. He would rather get hurt or even be killed for the sake of his sheep. Just as like how humankind was on the verge of death because of our bondage to sin. If there is no one to defend us or no one selfless enough to sacrifice for us, the danger would surely come chasing after us. The Good Shepherd claimed these words three times, saying, "I lay down my life for the sheep." Just as how Jesus selflessly sacrificed his life for us sinners. And that's not because we did something worthy of his death, but only because he is good. He selflessly sacrificed for our salvation. Can we see how selfless he is? The shepherd's sheep can never pay him with anything in return, but still, because he is good, he was willing to lay down his life for them. Now, what does this characteristic of the good shepherd mean for the sheep? Because of the selflessness of the shepherd, the sheep can have hope. Those who are claiming to know the Good Shepherd should reflect a life full of hope. Hope for what, you might ask? Hope that through Jesus' selflessness, those who will believe in him will have a life eternal. And hope that whatever hardships and pain you're going through in this world right now, they will end when Jesus Christ comes again. And this is a promise. Unlike humans, he certainly keeps his promises. That's why he rose again from the dead, because he will come again. So, do we see ourselves living so much hope despite the pain, the sufferings, or even having a tiring life to live? Do we sometimes forget when we are overwhelmed by this world's chaos that Jesus Christ died and rose again on the third day? That he selflessly sacrificed his life to bring about salvation to humankind? Do we only feel hopeful during the Lent and Easter seasons? Does our hope fade away after those seasons pass? Friends, how true is Jesus' death to you? Secondly, the Good Shepherd is relational. If we were to ask President Biden for a deep talk over a cup of coffee, do you think he would agree? And if he ever does agree, do you think that you can talk to him and pour out your emotion, then expect him to show care for you? We may think that, yes, he does care for us, since we are citizens of the country he's leading, but I don't think we will reach a point of having a much deeper relationship with him, other than he being the President of the United States and us being his citizens. Well, the Good Shepherd's not like that. He cares for you. Because of his selfless sacrifice, there was a broken relationship that was mended. Relationship that was once cut because of our sins and transgressions. He is the Good Shepherd who wants a relationship with you. In verse 14, he said, "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Us not being able to see him or have coffee with him does not mean that he is far from us. He's watching us, and he is wanting to hear us. So what does this mean for the sheep? Because the shepherd is relational, the sheep can converse with him. Whatever you're going through right now, the Lord wants you to talk to him. When there is a relationship, communication is necessary. Always talk to him. Brothers and sisters, God listens to you. God knows you. He even knows the number of hairs on your head, or the numbers of hairs you don't have on your head. He knows every single detail of what's happening to you. And most importantly, sacrificing his son for your sake means that you are important to him. Tell him everything that you feel. He should be the one that you're closest to. He should be the first one you run to when you need someone to talk to. Tell him about your struggles in your family, your job, even the struggles you have within you, as well as your decisions. Talk to him. In other words, pray, 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 pray. So a sheep of the Good Shepherd who is relational, do we find ourselves deepening our relationship with him through conversations, through prayer? How true is it to your life that God wants a deep relationship with you? Lastly, the Good Shepherd is a good keeper. I also read that shepherds in the ancient time sleep in front of the pen's door. This is to make sure that the sheep are safe. The Good Shepherd keeps the sheep away from danger. Who has tried riding on a roller coaster? I feel like riding a roller coaster imposes a great threat to my life. Safety gears like seat belts and other paraphernalia are there to ensure one's safety, so that you will not fall when the roller coaster starts moving, turning, going faster and faster, going up, going down. However, even though you have all those safety gears wrapped up around you, the ride will still be the same. The roller coaster trail will not be straightened up. It will still have twirls and curls, ups and downs. How horrifying for some, yet you still somehow feel safe because you know your safety is ensured by the seat belts buckled up around your waist and other safety gear to keep you from falling. In life, we face so many threats each day. Threats to our finances, to our family relationship, marriages breaking up, children and parents fighting in our jobs and in other aspects of our lives. Having a shepherd to sleep in front of the door of the pen does not mean that the ferocious animals will stop attacking the sheep. Just as like how we cannot assure a life that is without any threats, without any pain, without any suffering when we are here under the care of the good shepherd. We're still not exempted to the threats of life. Most of us are experiencing these kinds of threats in life, but despite the danger, knowing that our good shepherd is a good keeper, how should we, as sheep, respond? Because the shepherd is a good keeper, the sheep can depend on him. Without us knowing, the enemy is already using our hurts, our tears, our struggles to destroy our relationship with the Lord. Sometimes because of too much fear and anxiety, we're making our own moves as to how we can escape, and we make moves depending only to ourselves, looking only at what we can do. So what happens? We give up. We give up on our family. We give up on our jobs. We give up on ourselves, and sometimes we give up on life. We tend to forget that we should be depending on God and not to ourselves. The Lord's reminding us today to hold on and depend on His might, not on our own. Depend on His faithfulness and not on the lies of the world. Now, as a sheep, do we find ourselves depending on the Good Shepherd at all times? We've come to the realization that knowing the Good Shepherd entails a response from His sheep. We said that because the shepherd is selfless, the sheep can have hope. Because the shepherd is relational, the sheep can converse with him. Because the shepherd is a good keeper, the sheep can depend on him. Every characteristic of the good shepherd should reflect in the lives of his sheep. So after having been reminded of these things, I'd like to ask you once again, do you know the good shepherd? I have a secret to tell you. The pastor that I was referring to at the beginning of the sermon was none other than myself. Being a pastor does not exempt me from trials. Sometimes I felt the weight, the great weight of responsibility placed on my shoulders, not only as a pastor, but also as a son to my mom, the eldest child, as a father to Dexter and his three siblings, husband to Vicky, a teacher to my students, friend to my friends. I came to a point when I forgot that I myself was also a sheep who needed care from the good shepherd. Overwhelming struggles overpowers the truth of the goodness of the shepherd in my life. There were many times that I forgot to depend on him because my mind always thought that I am the one they needed to depend on. So I became frustrated, exhausted, and hurt until I reached my limit and I was just felt like giving up. But God is indeed good, isn't He? When that time came when I was on the virtual edge of a cliff, about to fall like a sheep without a shepherd, God pulled me and reminded me of who He is. Just as like how He is reminding all of you today through this message. The Lord is the good shepherd who laid down His life for His sheep. The good shepherd who wants you to talk to Him. The good shepherd who keeps His sheep under His care. If you're claiming to know the good shepherd and that you are one of His sheep, go live your life with hope, deepening your relationship with Him and depending on Him. Never forgetting that you are the sheep and Christ is the good shepherd. Let us pray this morning. Good Shepherd, thank You for always looking over me. You guide me and protect me. I pray to thank You for being in control, because I can't be. Help me to be a better follower, a better sheep. Show me the path to pursue. Give me strength to make the journey. More than anything, thank You for Jesus, Your Son, who You sent as a sacrifice so that I can have life everlasting, not only in Your presence, but in His presence as well. We pray these things in the blessed Jesus' name, who taught his loyal disciples to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tenderest care. Pleasant pastures feed us. For our use thy forts prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine, we are. We are thine, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine, we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine.
Thank you for listening to today's message. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church is a home for people of all backgrounds and ages. We rejoice in each new person that comes our way. Our goal is to enable you to make faith in God a vital part of your everyday life by creating an environment where worship is meaningful and uplifting, where teaching from the Bible is relevant to life situations, where friendships are significant and prayer is practiced as a continuing communication with God. Are you looking for a church? Between churches? Perhaps burned out on church? Come give our church a try. We are Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, 1209 North Davis Street in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Find us on Facebook, and our web address is pearidgeumc.net. Or you can call Pastor Jeremy Gross at 479-553-9585. Pea Ridge United Methodist Church, anchored in the past, moving toward the future, making disciples for Christ along the way.